So the idea that we need to shun sins as evils, okay, that is the first principle. Or the Lord's divine providence is over all things, there's another one. Or the Lord is love, there's another one. So these are spiritual ideas, right? The good that descends from those ideas into the natural mind are the celestial of the spiritual. That good that comes from those ideas is constantly descending into the mind. What the natural mind lacks is the vessels that can make us more aware of those in a situation. So we come into a situation and we get caught, like we just get angry and whatever happens, happens. And in that moment, we're not in freedom. We're totally taken with what's arising. And then we start to justify what's happened to put ourselves in a better light. That's the operation of the baker. And then we remember Joseph. And then things start to get a little bit uncomfortable for us because we begin to see that actually that's all proprial stuff that was happening. And so then those principles are coming alive for us. And maybe they were triggered when we went back to the text and were reading something. So something there served to remind as a vessel, what's in flowing from what's termed the celestial of the spiritual has met with something we're reading. And then we get this quickening that, yeah, that wasn't good. That behavior wasn't good. And there's a recognition. And now we can recognize the evil that needs to be shunned. And as we engage with that, those truths that sit, the memory knowledges start to be introduced into what is good. They become joined to what is good because the actual shunning of evils is the good that's being spoken about. That's the charity aspect that's being spoken about. And that's what conjoins those memory knowledges to the first principles so that the memory knowledges become what reveals the first principles. And then you could get into the fact that when that starts to happen, the Lord's human is being glorified in that because the Lord is being seen in those memory knowledges. And so the memory knowledges no longer are just a human, which contain, they start to become the living presence of the Lord in our life. And that's the divine human being manifest. So that's the process as far as I can understand it.